Well, coming down the home stretch now, and none too soon. Being under the weather put me behind the eight ball on my holiday to-do list. That makes me stressed out, and when I get that way, real food stops appealing to me. I just want to eat sugary stuff. That is a recipe for disaster, as my husband Charlie so nicely let me know in this lovely poem about the joy of the holiday season.
Just get out of her way. Now that the lights are on the house, my concern is for my spouse, 'cause every Christmas it repeats, overcommitment, too many sweets. Last weekend, Ida was the star of the St. Hyacinth's Church Bazaar, but all that happiness turned to sludge when she OD'd on holy fudge, Sister G's Panucci.
Charlie, move your butt, okay? Find wherever you're sitting and stay. The girls are coming for lunch today, so just get out of my way.
As Mrs. Claus, she tried her best at a down-home holiday fest, but too much candy made her cranky. Now she can't fit in her spanky. A cookie swap is coming soon, and something else this afternoon. She's busy as hell for no good reason. Ah, the joy of the Christmas season.
Charlie, move. Don't delay. You want to be covered in cleaning spray? My list is full of stuff to do today, so just get out of my way.
Christmas dinner's drawing near, and guess who's hosting it this year? We get through that, she'll say amen, if she doesn't melt down by then.
Charlie, what did I say? Don't you have places to go in your sleigh? You can use the bathroom, but don't delay. Just get out of my way, okay? Just get out of my way.
Come on, scamp. Why don't we go for a walk? We can't hear her bark if we vamoose. Come on, boy. Let's disappear for a spell. If we're gone longer, well, what can I say? We wanted just to get out of her way.
So, my tips for the upcoming week, and I'm saying this because I need to hear it. Wear something that makes you smile when you look in the mirror. Every time you see a Salvation Army bell ringer, put a dollar in the bucket. Give blood. It's an easy way to help someone and cost nothing but a little of your time. And sure, bring food down to the senior center or whatever. You can't go wrong with that. And when you start feeling the bah humbugs creeping in, take a minute to remember what Christmas was like when you were a kid. You know, way back in the early Paleozoic, when dinosaurs ruled the earth, and there was so much snow it come up to your neck, and you knew the best place ever to go sledding, and you were positive you heard sleigh bells on the roof last night. Absolutely positive. Are you smiling yet? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.